So, Norm, you said you have a pretty good story about going hiking and you almost got dehydrated and.
Yes, it was. We were on our first day of. It was a six-day hiking trip in a national park in Quebec, in Canada, and I had not done the itinerary, but my friend had figured out that the first day we could walk 19 and a half kilometers in the wilderness. I mentioned that I would have gone for 10 kilometers, do the first stop at the first campsite. But yeah, I didn't realize he was more optimistic than I was. And so we started off on our first day and very heavy backpack, about 24 kilograms. And very hot day, 30, 32
Oh,
degrees
man.
with hot, humid day. And the first day was up and down all the time. So at the end of the day, mistake number one was we passed a sort of a small river, and we didn't refill our bottles because we thought we were almost at our destination at the lake. But it was further than we thought. So we ran out of water, and darkness set upon us, and we were up on a huge rock. And what had happened is we were at the lookout, and because we were tired, we were supposed to go left, we went right, so we backtracked. And after about 5 minutes, I mentioned to my other three colleagues, I said, "We've been here before." I said, "We're backtracking." All three of them says, "How can you tell?" Well, I said, "I remember these particular trees." I said, "I noticed them." "Oh no, look, there are thousands of trees here. You must be a mistake." I said, "Well, I'm sure." So they said, No, it can't be. We're going in the right direction." And so we backtracked. And by this time, we never got to our campground. And so we had to stop, and we had no water. We hadn't had any water for about 2 hours, 3 hours. And so they were kind of didn't know what to do. But I saw there was a swamp at the bottom, and I said, "There's water." Well, so two of our colleagues stayed up with the tents, and then I went down with a friend of mine. And it took us about an hour just to go down to the swamp because it was not a path. It was just there were boulders and big rocks, and we had to go around many obstacles. And then by the time we got to the swamp, it was really dark. So I tied a bottle to a rope, and then I just threw it in the middle of the swamp to try and get as least dirt as possible, and then used my shirt to filter it into a pot. We had brought with us to the swamp a pot and a heater so that we could boil the water. We were very dehydrated. If we hadn't drank at that time, we wouldn't have been able to go back up. So I said, "We need to replenish our bodies with water, then we'll come back up." So by this time, it was pitch dark. And my friend had this little hand flashlight that is didn't last 45 minutes, but luckily I had my headlamp, and I had just replaced my batteries, and that can work 24 hours nonstop. So we used my single headlamp to go back up, but it took us 2 hours to get back up. So we had gone down about 8:30. We left the camp, and it was close to midnight by the time we got
Oh,
up.
man.
Yeah, total darkness. Yeah. And because we were on just on the only place we could set up tent was a rock that was like a rounded rock. And they set up their big tent, but I couldn't sleep in the tent because there was just no room. So I just put my sleeping bag on the rock and just slept outside the whole evening. Luckily for me, it didn't rain, and I managed to had a fairly good night's sleep.
So then the next day you just hiked back to your home? Or?
No, the next day we I had brought some rehydrating salts, uh-huh. And that night when we came back with all the water, I told everyone that we should put this in the water, and the next morning we felt much better. So then we, this time we had light, proper light, sunlight, and we looked at the topological map, and then we figured out that where we had gone wrong. We were just barely 40 minutes away where we, from where we should have been before we made the wrong turn. So we were actually very close. But when we backtrack, that was our mistake. So 45 minutes later, we were at the next lake was where there was there were facilities for setting up our tents. And we were so exhausted that we just spent the whole day sleeping before continuing on our trip.